Great question. And the answer is today we don't know. On the basis of the data that's emerging, there is a consistent finding that for the two mRNA vaccines, immunity as measured by antibodies in the blood tends to decline over time. The current estimates are somewhere in the neighborhood of about 8 months or so. And there's additional data that if you receive a booster with either of those two vaccines, the quantitative levels of antibody go up about tenfold. So that has led to the current recommendations that people consider a vaccine at 8 months or so to augment the levels of their immunity. We don't yet have that data available for the J&J vaccine. There was a paper a couple of weeks ago that suggested that the levels of immunity induced by the J&J vaccine remain robust for at least 6 months. How much longer than 6 months, we don't yet know. There was a press release issued today. I've not seen the data, but I've seen the press release. That press release suggests that a vaccine shot with their vaccine increases levels of immunity about ninefold, which is practically the same as tenfold. So I expect we'll see more granularity on the durability of all of these vaccines, including the J&J vaccine, very, very soon.